Okay, just to take that deep and allow yourself to come to that quiet space within. And taking another easy breath, feel the energy rising up from the toes, up through the heart center, up to the brain, and even farther. Feel yourself to be golden white light. Know yourself to be vibrantly alive. And in that space of energy, the holy energy of being, we will invite the one known as Yeshua, Jesus, to be with us in this way. Child of the One Source, extension of the ocean, come to have an experience. Known as Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus, you have called me, and it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have forth. Great joy. I have been waiting patiently to come and speak with you, to be able to behold your radiance. What you are allowing to happen through you and as you. For truly, waiting, desiring to know. Who am I, you have asked? I want to know all of me. I know the body. I know it speaks to me. But I want to know who, at the heart and center of me, I am. So you have been reading books. You have been asking questions. You have been coming to meetings. And you have been knowing that there is more to you than just the body. More to you than just the personality, more to you than all of the questions that you have, because truly you have been throwing out questions all of this lifetime and previous lifetimes, asking of anyone you thought might know the answer of, why am I here? Who am I? I know my personal name my parents gave me. I know that I am, but why? What am I supposed to do with this? Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to say? I am here. So, throughout lifetimes, and in truth, you have had more than one lifetime. Some of your friends, even the parents, perhaps, have said, well, you only get one chance. One lifetime, you'd better behave, you'd better read the right books and ask the right questions and come to an understanding of who you are. So you have been searching, all of you. And in truth, you have found the answer to that question is within you. Already before you have taken form, you have known that which you are. And now you are just putting the finishing touches onto it, allowing yourself to express the divinity of you, to play with all of your various contraptions and buttons and whistles and get them all in order. And then when you get them all in order, what do? There's an upgrade that comes. And you have to redo all of the settings. You are having fun. Yes. As they are playing with the equipment back there, they are having fun. the looks on the faces, the looks on the faces may not be of joy, more of questioning, more of wondering what is going on, but that is par for the course in the world. Okay. Now, celebrating. You have had one more person going out into space. One entrepreneur who has decided he wants to go to space. And one of his compatriots sometimes have been saying to him, go. A bit of humor? You should have a camera on this one. Very good. But yes, we have been speaking last evening. We were speaking of the Space Brothers and how you have been the Space Brothers, how you came to Mother Earth, how you created in your mind, even before you got here, a desire to investigate, to create, and to come then and live upon and within your creation. That is truly what this is all about. And now you have ones who are saying, well, yes, we have come here. Generations have been here. Now let us see if we can leave here. And so you have a space program that has, some years ago in your timing, it has provided a way to get to outside of the realm of Holy Mother Earth. And now you have other ones who are saying, we don't have to wait for the government to provide for us. We can do this, and you will do this on your own, because you will create a way. Very soon, you will have the opportunity, as I measure time, to go to a station, what you call a gathering place, and perhaps put a bit of the golden coins through something, and you will get a little square thing that says you are enabled to get on or to go. It is going to be most fun. As you design this, you are going to come to a place where you will be enclosed. You will get a certain energy machine that will energize you in a way that takes you out of the gravity of Holy Mother Earth. And then you will go wherever you are visualizing to go, wherever you have bought your ticket as a destination. And the next thing you know, you will be asked to collect all the molecules of self, and you can do this in the way it was, or you can form it in a different shape, which is what you did when we first came to Holy Mother Earth. Of mind energy, visualizing what we wanted to have happen. And because there is a variety of talent, you will call it, a variety that is open-ended, you came in different forms. We came in different forms. At first, we did not go with the, quote, limitations of gravity, and we did very large forms because it was fun. We did it because we could. We explored the various avenues upon land and also deep under the water. Because we created water on this body, Holy Mother Earth, to play with. Other places where we had existed, where we had played, we did not have H2O in that form. So we got creative And we said, what happens if we put two of the H with one, or two of the O's with one, etc.? And we played with creativity to see what we could bring forth. And you, because you had played with being the small little gnat somewhere, you decided that you would be the huge Tyrannosaurus Rex. It takes me a moment to go back to the ancient language and to translate. But there was an idea of what you wanted to bring into form and to move across the surface or to swim in the very deep oceans. At first, Holy Mother Earth was just a ball of energy, no form. And then you said, I want, and I desire, I think, and the oceans came forth, terra firma, and oceans all over the face of Holy Mother Earth. And then we said, wait, I want to be able to get out as a huge expression of life. I want to be able to walk upon. So, okay, we did that, and we played. Well, you know the story of some of your history of the various forms that roamed, that swam, that had fun in all of the different atmosphere. And then we thought, well, how would it be if we went above that which we have designed as a mass? Now, at first, the idea was quite nebulous, like cloud form. And then we made a bit of condensation into some firmament. And then there were the ones who were used to, because of other planetary bodies that had expressed, they could glide easily through. So we made the water. Idea, station. Now you do the same idea and manifestation, but it seems to take a little bit longer sometimes. But as has been said, even in this day, you are changing the profile of Holy Mother Earth. The mountains, they are changing. We made them come up, and now they are coming lower. Not so much, for the most part, that you would notice them. But it happens. So you are having fun in creativity. That which you can imagine, you can make into form or non-form. You have ideas, and you bring them forth. You play with them over eons of time, perhaps, or over a few seconds. And then you say, nope, I want something different. And you change. Because you are creative. You create whether you feel it is good, or you create something that gives you a challenge. We are back to the... See if that works. I wanted to see if I could get somebody back there. As you are noticing in this evening, we have a great sense of humor. We are having a freeing of allowing the inner child to come forth, to express, to be happy, and to be. Now, over the eons of time, we have polished the being, and we are still in process of changing. We are getting to the place where there is a longing within to know who and what we are, who and what we can do, how we can be. And we are asking, all of you, where have I come from? Why am I here? Well, first of all, you're here to play. You make for yourself other playmates. You make for yourself other ways of playing. You hike up in the mountains. You swim in the streams. You go in the flying birds up above. And you have a most expansive understanding of yourself. And as that goes, you want more. Always looking to see, which is what brought you to Holy Mother Earth in the first place, always wanting to know what more is there? What more can I do? It is not by accident that on this day in your timing, you have had a fellow being taking off and going to space, breaking the boundary beyond Holy Mother Earth, and who had, in your previous week of your timing, you had another one who was saying, I want to know, can I go beyond the edges of the energy of Holy Mother Earth? Can I go into space? Well, beloved ones, you go into space every time you meditate, every time you loose the bindings of the world, not Holy Mother Earth, but the world and all of its complications. You go into space of being, and it feels good. And then you come and you want to make it physical, and so you design the so-called space travel, space mechanisms to go adventuring, which is what brought you here. As you understand time, and you say it was a long time ago, okay, perhaps in your measurement it is a long time ago, long enough that you have forgotten that you asked for it. You have that saying in your world, you asked for it. And that which you ask for, you get. Be careful what you ask for, because you will get it in some form. So, you play. You play with creativity. You play with boundaries. You are always pushing the boundaries out a little farther. This is what you do as you're growing up in the human expression. You are pushing the boundaries of what the parents will allow you to do. You love to run through the house screaming at the top of your lungs until the parents say, that is not behavior that we have in this house. And you say, why not? And they say, because I said so. So you back off for a moment or so. And then you express in the creativity that you are in a different way and push the boundaries there as well. All of you have done this in your growing up times. You have pushed the boundaries to know, what can I do? How can I be? Can I push this one a little farther? And so you have, until it was uncomfortable. And then you said, oh, okay, far enough. You are creative beings. In truth, you are a creative being. Solitary oneness, yes, exactly. And you're coming back in your understanding of the oneness that you are, which is why we have spoken of the ocean of being and how you are the wave, the extension of the ocean. To see where you can go, what you can do, how you can push the boundaries of what has been accepted understanding to the place where you have said, oh, this feels really good. I'm excited about this. Or, no, I don't think I'll push any further. And you have said, I'm happy. Right here, right the way it is. What seems to be individualized expression, when you get to a place where you can see the whole picture, you understand that each one of you is an extension of the being, the allness of you. And it is beautiful to behold. Awesome, as you would say. And you are in awe of what you have brought forth and how it works and how it doesn't work sometimes. I have heard you in your prayer times praying to me or to my mother and asking to understand. Truly the bottom line is to understand what is happening. Sometimes, quite often, sometimes you have... There seems to be a car in the way. A vehicle, perhaps? Okay. It is the way when you go through the forest. Sometimes the vehicles that you motorize can be in a place where the motorized vehicle behind you wants to get by. It happens. I wondered why things looked different. Yes, I wondered why everything appeared different. Okay. Now there is oneness. Very good. The way you have designed life is challenging because you enjoy challenges. Even as the small one, when you start out, you truly call unto yourself the challenges of what can I do with the body? How can I get from here to there? And so you start scrambling about a bit on all fours. And then after a while, you say, this is a bit slow. And you try to stand up and move forward, and you go down. And then you say, okay, have to do a bit of development here with the creativity. And you find out how to stand on 2 feet and to walk forward without falling over. Unless, of course, you have had the strong drink. I jest with you because it is possible to jest with you. But I make a point that you are always developing, always changing and creating. You recreate for yourself how it feels to be the fish in the water. You go swimming. And you enjoy the freedom of swimming. You are recreating in memory how it feels to go sliding through the water, swimming. You would speak? No? Okay. It is most interesting how you design your life, because you make for yourself what seem to be the challenges that you then have to devise. How do I live with these challenges? And you have devised certain contraptions that help you walk or get from this place to another place in the wheeled chair or with the props under the arms to go, to walk. You are most inventive, which is why it brings us to this point in your exploration of being human. You have designed and desired to know how to go in this world in different formation. You are in process of changing the human body. Yes, you start out small and perhaps crawling along the floor. Yes, then your adventure in standing up and trying to go forward and working with as opposed to against gravity, and you have come through a lot of the challenges of this physicality. Now you want to know, can I loose the bounds of gravity? And yes, it is happening. Where do you go from here? In truth, in time, because you measure everything in time, you are going to loose the bounds of gravity and go beyond the call of Holy Mother Earth and go back, as it seems to be, as you understand linear development, to a planet that you have known before, a planetary system, something that is akin to what you know here, and yet different, because, as you can hear, this is the design of the engine that runs on the gasoline, you call it, and wants to zoom out of here. And those of you who are joining us by Zoom, yes, this is the cousin. The point that I am making is that you are creative. You create for yourself in every day the decisions. Should I go here? Should I go there? Should I call this person? Should I accept this invitation? Should I? What will happen if I? Etc. And you get out there and you rev your motor and you say, how powerful this motor is. How powerful I am. I put my foot on this pedal and it zooms. You are enamored with power used in the right way. Now you have known times when you have been in power and you have used it not to the betterment of society, let's put it that way. Although there were lessons learned, and in the process you have bettered yourself and society. It is all a process. And now you are saying, I want to know what I can do. I have reached a certain age, Yeshua, and I'm thinking perhaps I'm pretty much in the final chapters of this book that I am living. But I have news for you. Other lifetimes on other planetary bodies, you have lived thousands of years because, yes, oh wow, because there was more to experience, more to be. And that is where you are now. There is a knowing that you can be extending the physical life of the body in health and in happiness as you want to. You find someone, you fall in love with them. You see them differently than the rest of the brothers and sisters maybe see them. And you say, you are a fantastic being. Let us walk together for a while because I want to get to know you. I want to know, you have this saying in your world, what makes you tick? And so you play together and you get to know and you live in a loving relationship, always finding every day something new to be in awe of. And you say, this is love. And it is, because you are appreciating, making greater in your understanding, appreciating that being. And you find a joy in living. This is going to continue because you have said that you want the adventure. Okay, we're asking for the of a white car. Very good. We are having an adventure. You make for yourself the excitement of something different, something new. On the yesterday, we did not have someone coming up with a zooming motor wanting something moved.
We added a new element, just like you add H2O together.
Exactly. You have added a new element to this adventure. You thought you were going to have a quiet afternoon. And you have made for yourself an adventure. No judgment in it. It's just how it happens, how it falls together. Oh, yes. Yes. So there you see, even in the depth of a forest, you can have a collection of cars together. You would think that you have gone out of bounds into the wilderness and there would be no traffic congestion. But wondrous, inventive beings that you are, you can make for yourself the adventure wherever you are. It is most wondrous how you experience life. That which happened, you could get quite upset about and say, oh, that shouldn't have happened, blah, blah, blah. But on the other hand, you look at it and you say, wow, how creative we are. Here we are in the midst of a most wondrous forest. And there can be two objects that have to make peace with each other. See how creative you are? Most wondrous. A long time ago, as you measure time in a linear fashion, you are at the same place on another configuration with a physicalness, perhaps akin to what you are doing now, perhaps not, perhaps a bit different. But you had a feeling of wanting to know more, which is where you are now. I want to know, what can I create? How can it be? Where will it take me? Although you didn't have that thought in the beginning. But then later on, after you felt that you had explored everything that you could explore where you were, you had tried being the smallest object on that body, and then you had explored being the largest and everything in between, and you said, but what else is there? What more can I do? Oh, you know, there seems to be space out there. I look up to the heavens on this other planetary body, and I wonder, what would it feel like to be out in the in-between area? In between what? I don't know. I'd like to go and find out. What am I in between? So, you have devised, you have thought, you have gone by thought travel to see what's there. Others have said, you know, I've tried this thought travel, but I can't get free of this belief in where I am. Therefore, they designed what you now call the spaceship, which would take you somewhere else. Okay, moving on to chapter 2015,000,000. Okay. I want to explore. And you came to Holy Mother Earth to have an adventure in all of its possibilities, potential of complications. You like the little complications because they, first of all, they awaken the creativity. How can I get through this? And they awaken the creativity that says, what more can I create? How about a spaceship? How about going where the stars are? What are the stars made of? Why do they shine? And why do they only shine at certain times? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Yes, you have that saying. And so the inquiring minds have built, if it was necessary to build something, that would take you to the outer limits, or you have gone with the mind to adventure. All kinds of opportunities. You have not always lived on Holy Mother Earth. You and your, what they are called, philosophers, they have wondered, you have wondered, where was I before? Is there a before? I guess there is. I don't know. I can't quite remember the before on Holy Mother Earth here, but I think there was a before. Is there an after? Ha! Huh. There's a thought. And you have gone off in your mind to imagine. Imagination is a most powerful opening to whatever could be. And that is never. And now you have the disembodied voice speaking to you. Yes. The holy self of you is most creative. You have devised the mechanical means that will speak to you. It is most wondrous. You will save that. You will put that into your device as you explore the possibility and probability of life beyond Holy Mother Earth. Are you being visited by what you term the Space Brothers? What is your knowing? What would you say?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And this is absolutely true. You left some of your brothers and sisters, other creative beings, behind on the planetary body that they were on, far, far away, and in a time zone far, long ago. And they are catching up with you. They have decided to follow your trailblazing and come here to see what more is there. Yes. And where can I adventure? Yes, within. There is always a new understanding, a new land to explore within and within the heart. But most often, this is outpictured first. And then the wise ones say, I will sit on this rock and I will contemplate. I will sit by this tree and I will ask the tree, what more is there? Where can I go in my musings, my thinking? And you do this, and you sit, and you contemplate, and you become one with that which you contemplate. You have exciting times ahead because there is going to be an acceptance of Space Brothers, ones you have played with before, coming here. And there's going to be opposition, always first, that seems to come first. And then there is going to be acceptance, because ones such as you are going to say, hey, wait a minute, let's find out, let's put out the welcome mat and see where these, and you'll call them brothers and sisters, you will say where these ones have come from. And when they speak, you may not understand the tones of voice, but you will understand that these are cognizant beings with whom you have adventured before. So we spoke unto you last evening when we met in this way that truly this week we spend together either in person or on your mechanical, technological means that are going to be verifying that which you have suspected for some time, that there is much more to life than what you have read about in a book, what you've been told by your teachers and your older beings, much more that is going to be opening for you. So welcome it. Welcome home these ones who come to visit. Do not be in fear, because that is the human way that has been developed on this planetary body over some length of time, is to first retreat inward and then to look out to see if it's safe and then to fight off anything that seems strange. Now you can be in the place of your godhood, the god, goddess that you are, and say, I welcome you. Other parts of my being have come. And I welcome you. Do not, unless you like the adventure, live in fear. These are brothers and sisters and other planetary bodies that you have known before. Welcome them. say, come in and share with me that which I have forgotten. Let me know how great I am. So be it.